This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Business and Women's Leadership Podcast. I'm thrilled today to have a guest with us, Annie Scranton. Annie's a magnificent leader who's had a great journey in bouncing back and will also give us thoughts on building a brand. She's joining us today. Like many of us in this quarantine period, she has a child at home that she's taking care of while she's working full time. So you've got that great mix of challenges. So if you hear the child in the background, God bless her for what she does. Annie, take a moment and introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Annie Scranton, and I run a PR firm called Pace Public Relations. We are a boutique media relations agency, so clients retain us to get them featured in the news and in prominent media outlets, such as broadcast television shows, major newspapers, glossy magazines, podcasts, and different radio programs.
And take a moment. I know you're talking to us from Manhattan today. Tell us about the current situation in your area, just for a few moments before we get into the bulk of a couple substantive questions.
Sure. I mean, it's crazy here. You know, it's the epicenter. So we've really been feeling just the weight of it. We live in an apartment building, as most people in the city do. And so every single day when we just open our front door, it's with gloves and masks. And, you know, there's just an element of risk because we have to go into elevators and lobbies that, you know, are populated. And so it's a little bit different than if you're just in the suburbs, you know, I can open your door to go out in your yard. And then beyond that, we had, unfortunately, one of our elderly neighbors directly across the hall pass away from COVID about 6 weeks ago. And that was just, you know, so devastating. And I think also just a reminder of how close, you know, the virus was to us. And, you know, so it's been crazy. But beyond that, you know, we're living in a 1,000-square-foot apartment with an almost 2-year-old. My husband and I both run our businesses. We have no childcare. So, you know, every day is crazy, but we're but we're making it work as best we can.
Well, God bless you. What a fascinating situation. You know, it's such an interesting thing because nearly a quarter of the people that have died from COVID-19 are in New York City. And so for so many of us outside of New York City, we don't have that story of somebody right across the hall that's passed away. It's a little bit more complicated and abstract than someone like yourself or someone that's lost a family member and so forth. Really a fascinating thing and scary. Take a moment and tell us about your journey and keys to bouncing back.
The real sort of journey and bounce back happened when I made the transition in my career. I started off the first 8 years of my career working as a TV news producer. And so I worked for most of the major networks such as Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. And I was what's known as a booker there. So I was responsible for actually booking the guests that our anchors would interview on the show. You know, when I needed to bounce back was when my show got canceled. I was working on Donny Deutsch's show, and his show got canceled. So I found myself at the age of 29 without a job, not any security. And I needed to figure out a way that I could move forward and what was going to be my sort of career path and pivot from there. So a publicist who I had worked with frequently booking his clients on the show emailed me and asked if I would be interested in helping him out, if I could book any of his clients on any show on CNBC, he would pay me $500. And I said, well, that sounds like a quick way for me to make some money. Let me see. And, you know, right then and there, I was able to get his client booked in a matter of minutes. And that's kind of when the light bulb moment went off. So the other, you know, bounce back moment is I'm hoping I'm in the transition and in the midst of it right now, because, you know, clearly when COVID hit, my business, like most other businesses, certainly took a hit. But we also were fortunate enough to get some new clients, you know, products or services or thought leadership pertaining to the virus. That was important. But I mean, this clearly has been, I've been in business 10 years. This has clearly been the biggest drop in terms of revenue, that we've seen. And so, I'm hoping to weather the storm as much as everyone else.
Well, no, we wish you great luck to it. And this is a great story of resilience and determination. I would ask you jokingly, when you go back and forth from Fox to CNN and CNN to Fox, do every time you have to go back, you have to cleanse your mind of political thoughts so that you're able to keep sane and a straight head?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I worked there, when I worked at Fox and CNN, it was over 10 years ago. It was like 10 to 15 years ago. And the world was just a really, really different place. And so while, you know, both networks still, you know, represented different sides of the aisle, it just was a different world, you know, and it was not as polarizing as it is now. But I was fortunate in that when I worked at Fox, I worked for Geraldo Rivera, and he is sort of an outlier, and certainly was an outlier at Fox, you know, because he had much more liberal stances on immigration and different issues like that. So I had a unique experience working at the network, and I loved my time there and had a great team, loved Geraldo, loved everyone I met there. I actually met my husband. We were both producers for Geraldo. And that's how we met and got together. But yeah, I mean, now I see it more because when I'm pitching my clients to Fox and CNN, you have to really articulate your message pretty carefully when you're pitching the same person and the same idea. But, you know, you have to kind of present it in a different way to each network.
I mean, it's really an amazing thing how these two major networks have become like two different fan bases for two different sports teams. And they really talk out of that narrative for that sports team. And you bring me back to 10 years ago when it was so very different. I mean, it really was. CNN was really a centrist, you know, it was really trying to be a centrist network. Fox was still center right, but it wasn't polarized to the right, where CNN has become polarized to the left. It was a very different world as a journalist and a producer, I assume. Fascinating situation. Let me ask you a different question, Annie. You have done this great job of bouncing back, of building a business, of, you know, constantly fighting through this, really playing through and fighting through the American dream. Give us five thoughts on, or a few thoughts on building a brand and building a business.
Okay. So the first thing is you really need to understand what the brand is and what it represents, your core messaging and your elevator pitch. So when somebody says, you know, what's Pace PR? What do you guys do? I say, well, we can get you on TV and we could get you featured in major newspapers and magazines and big listen to podcasts. So that kind of is a way that I can quickly let people know exactly what we do for our clients. You'd be surprised. I think sometimes, you know, leaders of companies or startups have a hard time really articulating what they do and in a quick and easy manner. So that would certainly be the first step. I think the second step is you need to figure out what your goals are. What are you trying to accomplish? And try to look forward as far as you can so you can map out different steps to help you achieve those goals. But if you don't have your goals lined out, you're just going to be sort of fluttering in the wind. A graduate school professor of mine quoted this quote from Alice in Wonderland, actually, that always stuck with me. And the quote is, if you don't know where you're going, any road will lead you there. And I just always try to remember that because, you know, without having a clear path forward, you know, life can more happen to you as opposed to you taking control of where you want to go in life. And then I think the third thing is to really have figured out what is your secret sauce, what is the ROI for the client or your customer, what makes you different than everyone else out there? You know, there's a million tech startups. There's, you know, hundreds of thousands of lawyers. There's 50 million PR firms. You know, it's like, what sets everybody apart? And that you can do differently and better than any of your competitors, but also always remembering what's in it for your client or customer, you know, and making sure that what you're presenting to them is going to be something that they want and that meets their needs and that does it better or differently or more uniquely than anyone else out there.
Thank you. Let me ask you to quickly summarize those three points again.
Okay, let me see if I can remember.
No, I've got you. Go ahead.
The first point is defining your message. And so figure out how you describe your brand in an elevator pitch, which is generally about 30 seconds. And then do a longer form one where you write out, you know, sort of your mission statement. And, you know, the different tenets or principles of your brand, what you stand for, what you offer to clients, how you get it done, et cetera. Like sort of get all of that internal messaging locked up. The second part would be to figure out your goals. Where do you want your brand or your company to go? Where do you want to be in 1, 5, 10 years? And try to develop a plan and a strategy where you can have different markers, whether it's quarterly, you know, biannually, annually, weekly, on how you're going to achieve those goals. And then third, it's figuring out your secret sauce. So what makes you different and unique from all of your competitors? And what is the return on investment for your customers? What are they getting from you that they can't get anywhere else?
Thank you very much. And Annie, I love those three core concepts. That's why I asked you to summarize. So as I get them, define your message clearly. What is your message? What do you do? Two is define for your own self, your own business. What are your goals? Third is define for your clients. What's the secret sauce? What makes you special to help? How do they find ROI? How do you help them differently than others do? So I really see it as define your mission, define your goals, and understand what you're great at. And I think that those are great, great pieces of advice, Annie. One final question, and what a magnificent job you've done, and what magnificent transparency about your journey, and we appreciate it greatly. Tell us how people find you and find your agency if they want to work with you, if they can work with you or consult with you or what have you.
Yeah, so our website is PACE, P-A-C-E, publicrelations.com, all spelled out. We're on Twitter at PACE_PR. And, you know, all of our contact info is on Twitter and is also on our website. And if you just Google my name, Annie Scranton, I think I'm the one who pops up.
Well, you're fantastic, and I congratulate you on your success and your situation and everything you're doing, and we appreciate you joining us today. I know that time is tight and it is challenging with everybody in the household and everything else, but you do a magnificent job, Annie, so thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.